obviously, I would have loved, absolutely loved Scotland to have won the referendum. It would have been a great prospect. You know, when we look at the total disarray in Westminster, it would have been a fantastic prospect to carve our own future. However, you know, we are where we are, and we've got to see Scotland in terms of how we can improve the position. And of course, there's lots of grounds for encouragement. We've got an SNP membership which is powering towards 100,000. We're going to be one of the largest parties in Europe. We've got huge opinion poll ratings for the SNP. We've got a determination by people in Scotland to hold the Westminster parties to the commitments, the vow they gave to Scotland in the last desperate few days of the referendum campaign. And we've got a realisation that Scotland's progress is going to depend on a very assertive political involvement. And one of the great things we have from the referendum is we've got an electrified political system in Scotland with mass public involvement. Now, I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon. I think the pendulum has swung a long way in Scotland, and I don't think it's going to go back again. The referendum gave us a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to take the future into our own hands. But there is no doubt that next May provides an opportunity to ensure that Scotland makes progress. I mean, nobody can believe that the three amigos, that Cameron, Miliband and Clegg, will ever do anything for Scotland unless they have to. But we have the opportunity next May to make sure that they have to, that they have to keep their commitments to Scotland, that we can ensure that their feet are held to the fire and we can get powers, not in themselves, but powers for a purpose to make Scotland a better society. Now, I think there is a real determination, and we can see that in every opinion poll, we can see it in every local by-election, we can see it in every indication that people, having got the political bug in Scotland, having become politicised and energised and participating in the political process, they have no intention of disappearing into the shadows. Now, that must be sending a shiver up the spines, if there are any, and people in Westminster, but nonetheless, it's a good thing for Scotland. I said a number of times, I'm not going to give Nicola any advice, because basically, I mean, she's an intelligent, independent, modern Scottish woman, and the last thing she needs is advice from me. If I was to give any indication whatsoever, I would tell her to be her own woman and to trust in her own judgment, because her judgment will be sound. She'll be Scotland's first female First Minister, but far, far more importantly than that, she'll be an outstanding First Minister.